giving up things that ain't good for you, which is pretty much everything apparently, but in my case, I'm talking about relationships. I had to give up a few, and I got a few songs about it, but I'm gonna start with this one. Is that all right with y'all? Oh, I can't hear you. I said, is that all right with y'all? Go back, but I still got one thing I gotta do. I'm giving up you. I'm giving up you. Hardest thing I had to do, but I'm gonna make it through. I'm sorry, baby. I'm giving up you. That because I was 33 and a third at the time it came out, but now that is no longer true. I am 34 and some more. And I also call it that because I love vinyl so much. And it was a tribute to vinyl, you know, 33 and a third. But but this is one of the songs off the new album. It's called Lemon Pie. I'm going to do it for you. Is that all right with y'all? All right.
You're listening to WWOZ 90.7 FM and around the world at WWOZ.org. We are live at the 2013 Crescent City Blues and Barbecue Festival. Now back to Shamikia Copeland.
I like that. I like that. Well, are you ready for the blues? It's Saturday evening, but this is a Saturday night song. We're going to do it for you. If there's one thing every lady can't stand, it's another woman who tries to steal a man. I don't know how it happened. I was too blind to see. was me. Never said he was married, didn't wear no ring. Yes, that man was good and always hard and thing. I never knew about that other life he led. Oh, when he left my side, his wife was waiting in his bed. was me. We've been traveling all over this free world, and the one thing that's consistent everywhere we go is women rock all over the world. Can you agree? Don't get me wrong, fellas. I love y'all, too. I'd run through fire with gasoline drawers on to get to any of you, but right now I'm talking about the ladies. Ladies, are you out there tonight? That's pretty good. That's about a 3-drink scream on a Saturday night. But this is Nolan. I want a 6-drink scream on a Saturday night. Ladies, are you out there? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Put your hands together with us. Ladies, I'm gonna do this song for you. But tonight I want you to do something for me. Will you do it, ladies? All right. Well, tonight when you get home, I want you to get butt naked. Yeah, I said it, butt naked. Then I want you to stand in front of your mirror, ladies, and scream out to the top of your lungs, I am the most beautiful woman. On the day I was born, started breaking hearts before too long. The way I make love, baby, it ain't fair. Last week I sent a doctor to intensive care. A dream come true. so much. Y'all having a good time out there? How many ladies gonna get naked tonight? Yeah, Facebook me. I wanna know.
Are listening to Shamikia Copeland, captured live here at the 2013 Crescent City Blues and Barbecue Festival, WWOZ 90.7 FM, from Lafayette Square. And if you're not in Lafayette Square or anywhere in the city, at WWOZ.org. Back to Shamikia Copeland.
Because if it is, we're going to give you a little spanking. Well, that wasn't his words exactly, but, you know, that would have been a much cooler story if it was. We're going to do... I would have liked it better. But we're going to do this one for you. It's called I Ain't Gonna Be Your Tattoo. Anybody's guess, but the bruise on my face was as blue as my dress. Broken bottle on the table, broken lamp on the floor, couple thousand miles from the bed to the door. Lipstick on his cheek from my last kiss, took a 10 from his wallet, left the maid a tip. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. End up faded and blue. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Be seen, only sound, old ice machine. I was feeling so scared, nowhere to go. How did my life end up so low? They said 30's young, but I ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. End up faded and blue. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. End up. On that guitar, how about it? Well, I picked up a run right in the Reno. He got us a room above the casino. The music was loud and the drinks were cheap, but I knew right away I wasn't getting no sleep. Then I got the fear all over again when I saw that drawing all over his skin. I ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. End up faded and blue. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be a tattoo. so much. Thank you. I got so many good friends out there, and I just want to say, I love y'all. Y'all over here, it's a bunch of y'all. It'd be my whole set if I started naming folks, but we got one who's having a birthday, Billy Mulligan, and we just want to say, happy birthday, baby. And now, we're going to party. We ain't going to do happy birthday, but we're going to do another party song. You know, I can't dance, and I know it's a shame, especially to say something like that, to say those words in this city. I can't dance. But every now and then, Arthur does something that makes me want to shake my booty. Not to be confused with dancing, but just a little bit of booty shaking. You know what I'm saying? Will you do that thing that you do? Better than nothing, so get a little.
We are here at the 2013 Crescent City Blues and Barbecue Festival in the middle of Lafayette Square. This is WWOZ 90.7 FM and around the world at WWOZ.org. Back to Shamikia Copeland, who continues to give you, me, and everyone else a spanking.
And standing right in front of the sub shop, we were trying to get a sandwich, obviously, sub shop, was a young woman, and she looked at all of us really strange, and she said, "Can you be sure your soul is going to get to heaven?" Now remember, I said I didn't have my coffee yet. So I didn't quite know what to say. And I thought about it, and I thought, what a nice lady. She could be having a mani-pedi. She could be doing just about anything. But she is standing in front of this sub shop trying to save souls. It's cool, right? Nobody cares. I'm so glad this song is not about her. Man, woo! Thankfully, this one's not about her. Because nobody cares about a soul-saving woman in front of a sub shop. I've learned this. Y'all ain't the only ones. Nobody. All right, I'll tell you what the song is about. We all know people like this, those ones that run around talking about how much they love the Lord. Oh, I love the Lord. I love Jesus. I love God so much. But they hate everybody else. Yeah. This song is about them.
Say the Lord called you early one morning, telling you to preach. So you opened up a big old
much. How y'all feeling out there? My previous album was called Never Going Back, and I took that title from one of the songs off the album, and that song is called Never Going Back to Memphis. And the song is all about why I ain't going back to Memphis. Now look, I think you should go for a visit if you ain't already been. But I'm telling you that I am not taking my behind back there no more. And when you hear my song, you'll know why I'd rather come to. Y'all know where I'd rather come. Where would I rather come? All right. Walked across the room in a neon light, dark pair of shades blocking out the night, smoke rings blowing, white out Panatella. There wasn't a thing that man couldn't sell you. He kept the 45. Handed me the rag. I'm never going back to Memphis. I'm never going back to Memphis. A little while later, sirens started screaming. It felt like a nightmare, but you know I wasn't dreaming. Cops walked in, dog pulling on a chain, looking for a woman, running from the rain. They sat out front, eating fried chicken, while I shivered in a shed out behind the kitchen. I'm never going back to Memphis.
He said he'd come around unless he was dead.
in the head. I'm never going back to Memphis. I'm never going back to Memphis. So don't ask when, 'cause I'm never going back to Memphis again. To Memphis again. Too much trouble you can get in. I'm never going back to Memphis again. Never going back to Memphis. Thank you so much. How about it for that rhythm section? Kevin Jenkins on the bass. Morris Roberts on the drums. Of course, Arthur Nielsen on that guitar. Yeah. Thank you so much. I grew up in a family that went to church sometimes. And, I remember going to church with my parents and, you know, not thinking that much of it because it wasn't that exciting. Church didn't get exciting until I went down to Wolstonburg, North Carolina to visit my grandma Jessie. She was a saved woman. She went to church about 28 days a week. And all those days she would take me with her, and I loved going to my grandma's church because it was like nothing I had ever seen before. When those folks got together to praise the Lord, I'm talking jumping up and down, hollering and screaming, dancing, praising the Lord, passing out in the aisles, wigs coming off, false teeth coming out of people's mouths. It was crazy at my grandma Jessie's church. So right now, I want to take y'all to my grandma's church. Can we go? I can't hear you. I said, can we go to grandma Jessie's church? Of that big brand new religion, 'cause that life you've been living, is it going anywhere? Stand up and testify. Put a white cocktail napkin in the left breast pocket of that worn out jacket. Then you stand up on a chair, call out to the masses from behind your dark sunglasses in the center of town to whoever and testify. Stand up and testify. Stand up and testify. It's a big brand new religion. Stand up and testify. you so very much. My father was a great blues musician. His name was Johnny Clyde Copeland. And I'm so grateful to him because I grew up in New York City, in Harlem during the hip-hop era. And if he wasn't a blues singer, I probably wouldn't know about blues. If it wasn't in my pedigree, I wouldn't know. And I remember being in the neighborhood and all the hip-hop was starting in. It was like, you know, a big cool thing. Everybody was so excited. All the kids were either rapping or singing Whitney Houston songs. Those were the two choices. Nothing wrong with either one, you know, but I just wasn't feeling it, you know. I wasn't feeling it. I was a blues singer, born blues singer.
Thank you, Jesus.
So for a second, I'm going to take you to my second grade class. Second grade. All kids have talent in second grade. I know that because there is talent day. All the kids, every single one of them, the boys would get up and they'd go, it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep them going under. Yeah. And of course, all the young girls, they would get up and they'd go, I believe the children are future. I was looking at my class and I knew those kids were not the future. You didn't see the class, okay? You didn't see it. But no, not me. Mm-mm. Second grade, I get up there and I put my hands on my hips like this, get my face on, and I say, I'm a woman. I can make love to a crocodile. That's the part that got me in trouble. So my teacher called the house and she said, you know, she said to my mom, she said, you know, your daughter is in school singing about making love to crocodiles. And my mama, the reason I love her today, she said to that lady, she said, honey, she's a blues singer. What do you want me to do about it? Yes. And that's why I'm here today. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to do this song and dedicate it to my very cool parents, if that's all right with you guys. Is that all right? My father wrote this song 50 years ago. I'm going to do it for you guys.
That is the great Shamikia Copeland, and she closed out the Camp Street stage yesterday afternoon.